Well, we're so happy that you joined us. Let's, on this wonderful, for God can be trusted to keep his promise Wednesday, coming from Hebrews 10:23. Please, Master's Call family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord. We will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. We will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. We thank you so much for our wonderful blessings that you have given us on a daily basis. We thank you for our TMC family and the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We thank you for loving them and continuing to bless them in all that they do. We thank you for our Artists International family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, and every single artist distributor and customer. And we just thank you for pouring your wonderful blessings and goodness on them and letting them know that these blessings come from you, Lord. We thank you for every single listener and speaker that we have on the line with us this morning, those who join us later at the playback, and whoever called at all. And we thank you for blessing them and keeping them, Lord. We ask that you open up their spiritual hearts and ears and eyes to see and hear what you have for them in store with your speaker this morning. And we just thank you that your kingdom come and that your will is done right here on this earth as you have written it in heaven in the lives of your people. And we just pray this in King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, this is Rebecca Thomas calling from Snellville, Georgia, and it was a Jesus joy pleasure to greet you on this For God Can Be Trusted to Keep His Promise Wednesday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca, Minister Gracie. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Please take it away.
All right. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, Minister Gracie, for greeting us and seating us this morning here on the Master's Call. Thank you for opening us up in that anointed prayer and for giving us our tag for this Wednesday, For God Can Be Trusted to Keep His Promise Wednesday. To God be the glory for the greater and the newer things that he's doing in your life. So God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet you with season greetings on this 14th day of December 2016, where we have 17 more days until 2017, which means that we have 17 days to end this year strong and to continue to make it happen. And so we welcome you this day to the Master's Call on behalf of our phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank God for their yes, because it has allowed us to be here for 6 years. And this call started back October the 25th of 2010, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we make sure that each and every single day we gather here, that we start this call up in prayer and we end this call in prayer. And maybe there is something that's going on in your life and you need someone who is truly connected to the Master to be in agreement with you. Then we ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Maybe you know someone who needs to hear a word from the Lord, and they, you know, are not able to get onto this call, and they want to see, well, what has been going on in with the Master's Call, you know, over the last 6 years. Well, let me tell you what you could tell them to do. put post this on your Facebook or your Twitter or your Instagram, www.themasterscall.net, www.themastercall.net. That is our web address, and it's accessible for anyone. So please, please, please share it with others so that they will have the opportunity that you have here on the Master's Call. Immediately following this call, every day we head over to the new morning motivational call, and today is Awareness Wednesday, and I will give you the topic when we come back after the message this morning, but that number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. Also, today is Artist Connect call this evening. That will be 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern Standard Time, and that telephone number is 712-432-0900. The access code is 847-610-POUND. Also, all roads lead to Los Angeles, California on March 3rd, 4th, and 5th for the Artist Life Extravaganza 2017 that will be happening at the LAX Gateway Sheraton Hotel. Please, artistpreneurs, check your back office. Make sure that you're registered and connected. And if you're not an artistpreneur on this line and you're interested in coming out to California in the month of March, then please get back with the person who invited you to the Master's Call and let them give you more information. Well, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. I'm excited to hear about this midweek message from a powerful, anointed, victorious, appointed, nice, efficient, safe, sanctified, and amazing woman of God. She is none other than our Mother Eagle here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is the pastor of the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Dallas, Texas. She is a daughter, she is a sister, she's a friend, she's a mentor, she's a coach, she is a prophetess, she is powerful. When I tell you connected to the Master, she is absolutely that and all and more. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line all the way from PV, Texas, this Wednesday morning, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Songbird, thank you so much for that kind, very kind, extremely kind introduction. So love and appreciate you. Do not take it for granted. You pressing each and every morning, early in the morning out there on the West Coast, to be an integral part of the Master's Call since its inception back on October 25th in 2010. Thank you. I love you. You truly are a spiritual daughter to me and to my minister, Rebecca, just seeing her spread those wings and soar higher and higher and grow more and more. So fulfilling and so grateful for all you do there in Snailville, Georgia. I do see my co-founder on the line. Thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We couldn't have started this vision without each other. And we thank God for the journey. I thank God for her and all that she has done personally in my life. I so appreciate her and what we are endeavoring to do corporately each and every day through the Master's Call. And into the entire Master's Call family, kingdom greetings on this blessed day in our Christmas season. We thank God for each and every one of you, because if you didn't call in, even though there was a vision, it takes people to make it into a manifested reality. So we thank each and every one of you, and we praise God for the Lord ruling and reigning in your life each and every day. I want to speak a message today. Many of us, I always speak about peace and goodwill towards men, especially in this season of celebrating the utmost important birthday of all, which is the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm honored tomorrow will be my earthly birthday, and I praise God. I'm not ashamed to tell it. For these 59 years, he has allowed me to be on this side of glory. And so as we celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior, I want to talk briefly this morning on God's peace will position you. God's peace will position you. You know, I was humbled and honored over the weekend. Many of you all know my dear best friend of many years, one of my best friends, Renee, her only brother, transitioned to be with the Lord the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I was right by her side at his bedside when he took his last breath. It was honored to bring the eulogy on this past Saturday, beautiful celebration of life. And God gave me this message, and as I was asking God, what do I speak about this morning? He reminded me, many people who call it on this line and in our lives, we still need that same shalom peace. So I want to talk briefly this morning on God's peace will position you. God's peace, not just anybody's peace, but God's shalom peace will position you. And our text scripture, very familiar passage from one of our major prophets, Isaiah, in that 26th chapter in the 3rd and 4th verse, it reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." Perfect there in the Hebrew means mature peace, peace that's complete, that's whole. God will keep you and I in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed. The NIV uses the word steadfast. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Verse 4, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So today, I was so blessed yesterday with sharing with our mouthpiece, Pastor Everett Thomas, on how so profound and prophetic his message on giving was, and how literally you can find a posture and a place of peace when you give of yourself. When God blesses us, we're blessed to be a blessing. When we talk about the fruit of the Spirit of love and joy with an attitude, then an atmosphere follows of peace. So in times like these, especially with the turbulence in our political scene, with Mother Nature truly blowing her winds across the Midwest, in that prophetic right there, going across the country today, we pray for the protection and the provision for so many who are in that inclement storm. We have to depend on the peace of God. Some folks have had canceled flights. Some folks have had canceled engagements. Just the hiccups of life, if we don't learn how to handle them correctly, we could stay in a place of stress and distress. When God calls us to be, yes, his instruments of peace. Well, peace, as defined in the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, is a state of tranquility or quiet. A state of tranquility or quiet. Another definition is freedom from civil disturbance. Free from civil disturbance. Or, this is what I want to hone in on today, freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. See, most of us just through these holidays want some peace with some harmony in our personal family relationships. Well, the shalom peace The Hebrew word for peace, shalom, is derived from a root denoting wholeness or completeness. In other words, nothing missing, nothing broken. As we are here today and as we are celebrating in the season, never forgetting the reason for the season, the birth of Christ, we need to be reminded that through the hustle and bustle of travel, of presence, of appointments, of just life, we hold on to the horns of the altar and press into that precious place of peace in God. It's a blessing because we know that if we ask for God's peace, He will freely give it to us. I want to speak briefly on three main principles of peace this morning. Three main principles God dropped in my spirit of peace. Well, principle one, the ingredient to make sure you have the peace of God is to first pray to God continually. Talking to Daddy God. You should be getting up as soon as you open up your eyes and realize, as our planning president Marie Preston would say, that you're on top of the ground and the ground's not on top of you. You should have a prayer of thanks in your heart for another day. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, when Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, that 5th chapter, 17th verse said, pray continually. See, this is a real war. This is a real battle. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, to abort your dreams and to delay your destiny and to poison you from achieving your purpose. We've got to put on the armor of God in prayer. Prayer is a dialogue. When we talk, when we petition, then we have to learn to listen for the answer, the wisdom of God, letting it speak back to us. Remember, I recently ministered on this call. Pray before you say. Pray before you say. We talked about prayer will change your heart on the inside. There was rocky, stony, hard places. It'll change your heart on the inside. Then you're equipped to go out and change your world on the outside. The acronym God had given me for pray is pursue righteous acts yielded. In other words, yielded to His method, His strategy, but to be proactive, pursue. What kind of pursue? A posture of righteousness and right relationship. Act means you're going to do some actions. You're a verb, you're moving, but yet you yielded to do it God's way. So what does prayer do? A positive, reassuring action yielding eternal results. Positive, reassuring actions yielding eternal results. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:18 says that we don't focus on things that here on earth because they're temporary. The things that are eternal is what we cannot see. For us as a family of believers, as our Artist Life family, we've got to pray for things to come to pass in our life, in our artist business, in this company. In other words, when prayer comes, peace stays. Yeah, that was right off the Holy Ghost press when He gave that to me. In other words, when prayer comes, when we get disciplined with a prayer life, then the peace of God stays. I've often had people tell me, you just are so steady when everybody else is falling apart, when everything, everybody else is crying and acting crazy and overreacting. I said, yeah, because I have a real prayer life. I purpose to talk to Daddy God. It wasn't always like that, but when I made a decision, I wasn't going to be stuck on crazy, being a real reality, a lifestyle in the church, loving God. The devil is a lie. We've got to have a real prayer life. That's why I don't have to even be prophetic to know some folks are really praying. The fruit is how you react to the challenges of life. When you fall off the boat, when you come unhinged, just acting crazy, hormonally off, causing havoc, you ain't praying. Don't tell me you trust in God, because you'll speak to those hormones and pull them in and pull them under. Say amen on me, and you won't have to say those things and flesh out, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The peace of God will rest, rule, and abide. God's peace will position you. And we want to be positioned for success, positioned for purpose and prosperity and posterity, meaning that our children's children's children, the Deuteronomy 8 talks about, will be blessed from us operating in God's peace. All, so that first principle is to pray. The second principle, keep a heart of praise continually. And that same 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What is that saying in essence? Have an attitude of gratitude. Choose to say thank you, bless you, Lord, I love you. Sometimes we have to even do it with tears streaming down our face. We lift our hands and we open our mouths and we give God the praise. It's a definite, I call it an atmosphere adjuster. When you praise God, you adjust the atmosphere. You can't keep acting crazy. Your character and your commitment starts having the attributes of Christ when we praise him. It drives out. Come on, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness in Isaiah 61, verse 3. Choose to be an atmosphere adjuster. I made a decision, and I remember a conscious decision way back when I was a teenager that I would choose to smile more. Some of it, I was just so happy my daddy agreed to give me my braces, and I had great, great teeth because I used to have buck teeth, and he used to tell Mama, Miss Josie, she grins too much. We're going to have to invest. Thank you, Jesus, for a daddy who sees. And I made a decision that I would smile a lot. I would choose to smile, and I've watched through the years, and it's been sometimes a great thing, but sometimes it's been disappointing when I walk in the room and I'm smiling, and people say, what you so happy about? Like, well, we all supposed to be children of the King. Why aren't you happy? Why isn't there a praise, a countenance, a praise on you? Well, I don't have nothing to smile about. Be an atmosphere adjuster. Tell your feelings, you got to line up. We got too much to praise God about. We are alive and well. With that alone, we have to choose to praise God. In other words, choose joy. Choose hope. Choose for the peace of God to rule, reign, and abide through your praise. Again, this morning we're talking about God's peace will position you. So lastly, our principle number 3, keep postured to proceed. Keeping postured. In other words, when they tell you to sit up straight, keep your head up, posture to proceed, continually staying focused on your purpose. See, to be postured is to stay focused so we can proceed and learn the right lessons and progress to the God-ordained purpose, to learn to eat the meat and spit out the bones. And the memories and the special moments of our past will help establish and form a message of purpose for our present and our future. Remember, we may bend under the pressures of life, like the palm tree during the storm. It may bend over, but it doesn't break. It bends over to adjust to that wind of the devil and the winds of life. Oh, but it comes back up saying it's resilient. So we today are choosing to posture ourselves. Yeah, we've taken some blows this year. We've taken some setbacks. Life has hindered some hiccups. But as my dear friend Les Brown would say, even when you're laying on your back, if you can look up, you can get up and go on. Focus, firm, and faithful, knowing that the peace of God will carry you. So today, with God's peace, we'll position you. Remember our 3 principles of peace, the 3 ingredients, the 3 rudiments, the 3 tenets that hold up, propped up that shalom peace. Is principle 1, to pray to God continually. Principle two, to keep a heart of praise no matter what. I'm going to praise you no matter what. We're going to trust him no matter what. We're going to speak ourselves victorious, calling the end from the beginning. And third, we're going to keep posture to proceed. We're not going to sit down and give up and have a pity party. We're not going to take our marbles and our toys and go home and not play with nobody else. No, we know God gave us assignment. Our P for us as artists is to get to platinum, royal platinum. And until we get there and sustain and stay there, we got to keep focusing, pressing, pursuing, persevering, proceeding to the victory. But all along the way, we're going with the peace of God, because God's peace will position you. Father, I speak, decree, and declare into the lives of these your people. Flood their spirits now with the peace of God. No matter what the challenge, the circumstances, the situation, you let the living waters of peace refresh them, revive them, remind them that you are God, and that truly greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. You're on our side, so we are overcomers with the peace of God. I speak it, I seal it by the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. To God be the glory for that awesome message, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this call, for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for your peace, and we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for just being God all by yourself. We thank you that it is in this season that we celebrate you, God. We honor you. We praise you. It's not about the presence that the world dictates that we need to buy, but it is your presence that is in our life every day. So we honor you, God, and we thank you just for the word on peace and how your peace will position us, oh God. So we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus as she gets ready to turn 59 on tomorrow, God. We thank you for keeping her. We thank you for blessing her. We thank you for giving her a right mind. We thank you for letting her be a kingdom builder and world changer, oh God. And we pray that you will fill her up until she overflows, that every single need in her life will be met in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give her the desires of her heart and continue to do greater and newer things in her life, Father. And for every listener on this call, I pray right now that your will, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in their lives on this 14th day of December 2016, oh God. And I pray that your glory will be seen in our lives, Father. And so we give your name the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, because you are healer, you are deliverer, you are our refuge, you are our strength, you are our protector, you are our leader, you are all that and more to us, God. And so we thank you right now. I decree and declare these things in the matchless, marvelous, magnificent, and mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So, to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677 town. We'll be headed over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617 pound. Don't forget the Artist Connect call this evening, 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. at 712-432-0900. The access code 847-610 pound. Don't forget, register and get your tickets. Get prepared for the Artist Life Extravaganza 2017. March 3rd, 4th, and 5th here in Los Angeles, California. It has been an amazing morning thus far. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us here. And I want to say again, thank you to Minister Rebecca, Minister Gracie, for seating us and greeting us on this For God Can Be Trusted to Keep His Promise Wednesday, and for opening us up in prayer, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that mighty message on how God's peace will and can position us. And I would like for you to come back to the line right now and give us our benediction for this day. Make your day great and make every step count. I love you. Dr. Vanessa, the platform is yours.
Thank you. Awesome job as always, hosting. Beautiful. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for truly this day full of your peace, goodwill, and tidings. Now, Father, I thank you that this word will be rooted and grounded in their spirits, and we will be instruments of your peace everywhere we go and are going in and are coming out. Father, I thank you we'll position ourselves so that the countenance of your light shines big out of us in this season, in our family, in our circles of influence. So we go from this call equipped, fortified, and focused to be your ministers in the marketplace, ambassadors of peace. And we, with everything we say and do, will give you and you alone the glory. Oh, God, you deserve all the honor. And we will open up our mouths this day and praise you with all of our heart. Go out and have a blessed day. And we pray it and decree it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you. Go out. Be blessed. Bye-bye.